Perhaps you're one of the American BlackBerry users that was looking at the stories about outages all around the world, in Europe, in the Middle East, in Africa, and India, and feeling smug, thinking, well, that won't happen here. Not so true anymore. Joining us now, Rory Kethlin-Jones, technology correspondent for our partner, the BBC. And Rory, I understand that this outage problem is now affecting BlackBerry users in the U.S.
Well, it appears so. It's quite an extraordinary crisis, really, for Research in Motion, the Canadian firm behind the BlackBerry. This all began midday in European time on Monday, when various people began noticing that their BlackBerries were no longer receiving or sending emails, or the popular BlackBerry Messenger service was no longer working. BlackBerry said at first, well, we appear to have an issue in Europe and the Middle East and Africa, and it'll soon be sorted. By that evening, they were claiming that it was okay. Then on Tuesday, more people reported problems, and again, the company said, well, we're working hard to sort it out. And it wasn't till actually Tuesday evening that they even explained what was behind it. They're saying that a switch failed at their center, and that has caused all of these problems. And it does now seem to be spreading to all parts of the globe.
And it happening at a very bad time for Research in Motion and BlackBerry. This is the time when there's rumors buzzing about the iPhone 4 and its release.
Exactly. It's the very week of the next version of Apple's iPhone, which has taken quite a deal of the market away from BlackBerry over the last 3 or 4 years. Not the time when you want a spotlight shone on a perceived failing with your own service. And don't forget, BlackBerry basically invented the whole idea of getting your email on the move. They really dominated that market, particularly at the high end, at the business end. And those people rely completely on that service working. Some of them had begun to look at Apple instead. And now the fear for the company, for Research in Motion, will be that more of them decide, well, the key selling point about BlackBerry was that it was secure and it worked all the time. If it's not going to do that, maybe we'll leave.
Well, and I heard one person say that if the number of people who tweeted that they were getting rid of their BlackBerries now actually did it, that we would see this company's stock take the biggest plunge ever.
Yes, I mean, in a funny kind of way, what's interesting about this is that so far, certainly yesterday, the stock didn't really suffer that badly. There was a little blip, but it didn't seem to be too bad. It must be said, the stock has performed very badly over the year as a whole, so maybe people felt, well, it's already pretty low. But it'll be interesting to see, as today unfolds, what damage will be done to the share price.
And any relief in sight for our BlackBerry users here in the United States?
Well, the company is saying that it's working as hard as it can to solve this. It believes it's found the cause and it should soon be over. So I would think that if they don't have it done within a few hours, sorted within a few hours, then that will be a huge crisis. But they are promising they're doing their best.
Rory Kethlin-Jones, technology correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Thanks, Rory.